Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Radio family, good morning, happy weekend, and welcome back. It is time once again to get our weekend edition of our public affairs program, Community Focus, underway. Great company from you as always. And that includes, of course, members of our Community Focus family. Thanking you for your time and for tuning in here on our Odyssey stations every weekend to talk about and to get engaged in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family and to, of course, talk about the good things that are taking place in our community. Our family does indeed continue to grow. I am so happy to have the newest member of our Community Focus family. He serves as the president of Grime Guru. Now, this may be a new company for a lot of you radio family, but that's why I enjoy engaging in conversations like this, because we're going to find out more about this commercial janitorial service and certainly how it is really giving back to members of our community. So without further ado, let me say good morning and hello to the president of Grime Guru and Mr. John McKinney. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Excellent. And not only giving a shout out to you, John, and this is just how quickly being a newbie on this public affairs program is, that title is officially removed. You are now family. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Now, you serve as the president, but I also wanted to acknowledge and give a shout out this morning to the owner and CEO, Bridget Hampton. Just in case she's listening, we don't want to exclude her from our conversation today.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on this program and really give us the particulars about, as I just mentioned, your commercial janitorial service, and especially as we'll get into the course of our conversation, how one can even enhance one's business. So let me ask you, take us on a little journey, if you will. Where did this start for you in coming up with a company, particularly with the name Grime Guru?
Well, just to give you a little bit of how I got started, this is a family-owned business. Bridget is actually my first cousin, and believe it or not, my mother is the vice president. My cousin, also another cousin, is the chief operations officer.
So it really is in the family.
this is really a family operation.
Absolutely. A family affair, definitely.
Yeah. So we just kicked around the idea of, you know, having a company, you know, so we can leave a legacy for our kids and whatnot. and what better way than to serve the community? We really like to do stuff in the community and for the community. And what better way than to, you know, try to provide jobs and also, you know, try to keep the city clean. So that's where we came up with it with. And, you know, we tried to, as far as the name is concerned.
Yes. How did you come up with Grime Guru? That's kind of creative. I like that.
There's a whole bunch of names that was put in the pot,
right.
And, you know, we kind of just drew it out, and
gotcha.
It was The best one out of three.
I can just see the family members sitting down. You're doing a little bit of brainstorming. Kind of reminds me of how we used to do it back in the day, old school style. We would take a slip or piece of paper and we write down the name. We put it in a little hat, kind of shake it around. and then you reach your hand in and you pull out one and you read it to the rest of the group. And, you know, it's like, let's see what else we got here. And then, bam, Grime Guru. Yeah. There you go.
I love it.
Now, two things, John, that I really like. Number one, in what you were saying in terms of giving back to the community as far as offering jobs, that is a wonderful thing. And particularly, I also see a wonderful opportunity with your company and what you do with your business in terms of giving back to the community. You're also helping us to find ways to stay safe, especially in the midst of COVID-19. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, and even though we're seeing more and more of us getting vaccinated, safety is still a number one priority. And obviously, with you and Grime Guru, that is the number one concern and priority when it comes to taking care of members of the community.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, a lot of people got shut down and slowed down.
Right.
But, you know, we had to quickly adjust to, you know, cleaning standards and, you know, also worry about our employees getting sick and what was the best practices for them going into a facility to clean it. So there was a lot of adjusting that we had to do. But, you know, that's what you do as a cleaning company, because you never know what's going to come up.
Sure.
You just got to be ready to move and ready to adjust.
Absolutely. And speaking of adjustment, you have done a marvelous job with that, especially as we're trying to readjust of going back to some degree of a regular routine. And a lot more businesses are opening, and certainly these businesses, and including the ones with which I work for, working in the media, needing a company that's going to keep us safe, that's going to keep us clean. And so I really appreciate what Grime Guru does offer to the community. So let's do a breakdown on this. What is or are the differences between, because we know whether we're doing like our everyday shopping at the grocery store, or if we are wanting to rely on your professional help, what's the main difference between disinfecting type cleaning versus sanitizing type cleaning, or are they considered one and the same?
That's a great question, and here's the difference.
Yes.
Disinfecting, that uses chemicals to kill germs, and it doesn't necessarily clean dirty surfaces or remove any soil or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Sanitizing is actually removing and lowering the number of germs to a safe level. So it's splitting hairs, but there is a big difference.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I just learned something from you today, because I never thought, when we think about a word such as disinfecting versus sanitizing, one actually removes the product, and like you said, the other is just filled with chemicals, which can actually be harmful to our bodies. Correct?
That is correct. And you know, that's where you want to bring the pros in, because we can do our everyday cleaning at home, but when you're dealing with multiple people coming into one facility, you just don't know what you're dealing with.
Exactly.
And you got to know the difference in what you're doing and what needs to be done.
Absolutely. That's an excellent point. And thank you for pointing that out, that there is a major difference, especially in educating us as a community when it comes to, even though it's not to take away from what we try to do on our own, but a lot of times it's nice to have professionals like yourself who do this for a living. You study this, you know the ins and outs and the importance of the difference between disinfecting as opposed to sanitizing. Now, let me ask you one more question before we go to our first break of the morning. Can you give five good reasons how using a commercial janitorial service can enhance one's business?
Sure. Let's see. For one, it builds morale. If your employees know that they don't have to do any cleaning after they've already put in a full day's work,
right?
Hey, I'm going to work a little bit harder at what I'm supposed to be doing as opposed to cleaning up after, you know, what we've done during the day.
Yeah.
And that kind of boosts morale.
Mm-hmm.
It also keeps your employees healthy. When you have workplace cleanup, they are less likely to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or less likely to get sick from the workplace, that is.
Right.
So, you know, you get more productivity out of your employees because they're going to be there more.
Sure.
Also, you have the professionals there that are doing exactly what needs to be done
Right. Routinely.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
They don't have to guess at what needs to be done because that's what they do. And that takes away a thought process. You don't have to think about it because you know it's going to get done. And, you know, we can also attribute a great success of a company just simply by the way it looks when somebody walks into your facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, this looks really good.
Exactly.
So that to themselves says, okay, this company cares about at least cares about what they're doing, so they must they're going to care about me also. So, you know, that also builds your client base.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it may seem minimal, but you know, when you walk into a dirty place, that just gives a person a feel about, you know, a business. So,
right.
You know, that will make a happy customer.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they walk in with the first impression of, hey, this is a nice looking company.
Very true.
So, you know, that's I think that was five.
Yeah, we gonna count it as five, but five excellent reasons, because I think you're absolutely right. And I'll use my workplace as an example. You're absolutely right. The importance of having that worker morale when you come in, and it really doesn't matter what time of day, I don't think so anyway, in terms of what you may do for a living, but there's nothing more satisfying than walking into a particular part of your workplace and just seeing it spotless, seeing it clean,
mm-hmm.
even to perhaps to a degree of a nice pleasant scent that indicates
mm-hmm.
you can tell that someone was there prior to you coming back into the office. And like you said, you can just tell when things are just neat and clean. It is a reflection of how we will perform at a workplace, because you're absolutely right. I don't think, John, there will be too many of us who really find it very conducive to go into a workplace that's not at least somewhat neat and tidy, right? So
that's right.
How wonderful it is that there is a company such as yours, Grime Guru, that really takes pride in your work, and especially when you get the feedback from your customers or from individuals who say how wonderful a job you did, you know, how were you able to do this, and then perhaps even giving us some tips for whatever you do we can possibly take to the house, because like we mentioned earlier, safety being such a priority, that we not only want to of course be safe in our homes, but we also want to be safe in our workplaces, especially as a lot of us are being able to return to the workplace, because so many of us have been working remotely for a little over a year. And
yes.
As companies are starting to slowly reopen and allow, you know, a number of their employees to come back, what a great opportunity. That's kind of like a welcome back to your working environment.
Yeah.
When you have someone knowing that you have a great company such as Grime Guru keeping that company clean. Well, thank you so much for all you do. And I tell you, newbie, you just got us off to a fantastic start. I really appreciate that, John.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. So again, I want to welcome you to the Community Focus family and just ask you this simple question. Will you stick around? I have a few more questions I want to ask you.
Certainly.
Thank you very much. And thank you, radio family, indeed, for your wonderful company, as I, Renee Vaughn, am joined by the newest Community Focus family member in the president, John McKinney, who proudly represents Grime Guru. So we will return with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We'll do so right after this break. And we are back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family, for the wonderful company and certainly members of our Community Focus family. Our newest member and the president, John McKinney, who is with Grime Guru, joining me, Renee Vaughn, and the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend and right here on our Odyssey stations. John, thank you for coming back with me for part two of the program as we are getting to learn more about you and Grime Guru. What makes Grime Guru stand out from other janitorial services?
We actually do, we pride ourselves in our site supervisors and our operations manager because, you know, they have in the cleaning industry what they call cleaning blindness. And what that means is if you clean something continuously over and over again, you start to miss spots. And it's not intentionally, it's just that you've looked at it so many times that you just start skipping it.
Right.
And with our site supervisors, they come in and they do, you know, they look over the sites and be sure that everything is getting cleaned. And on top of that, we have our operations manager that comes around about every month and a half, and checks behind the site supervisors. So we have three sets of eyes on every facility to be sure that it's getting clean the way it's supposed to be clean. Because the last thing in the world that we want to do is not hold up our end of the bargain.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that you are delivering the highest quality standards that a company can. And I love you emphasizing that, because that says to me, John, that you're not only checking, but you're double checking, and you're even triple checking by having your site supervisors. That's really excellent. How long has Grime Guru been in business?
We've been in business for 4 years now. We're going on our fifth year. We started in 2016.
Congratulations.
And this is our fifth year.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And no doubt that because your reputation speaks for itself, that you have really increased your clientele, no doubt.
Yes, that is for sure. We have approximately 70 sites spanning from Mount Airy to Salisbury, Greensboro, all the way over to Elkin.
Wonderful. That is quite a span. And that was actually going to be one of my next questions. So good for you. You just kind of picked my brain there, my friend. But that is excellent that you are continuing to expand and to continue to grow, because that was something that we touched on in the first half of our wonderful conversation, was the fact that here is Grime Guru giving an opportunity for members of our community to be a part of your company. Speaking of which, how does an individual, if they are interested in coming to work for a great company such as yours, what steps do they need to take?
Well, there's two ways that you can become an employee at Grime Guru. You can either come by the office, which is at 4305 Enterprise Drive, or you can go to our website at www.grimeguru.com. And we have a preliminary application that you can fill out online.
Yes.
And we'll get that, and we'll contact you from there.
Wonderful.
It's now, usually a pretty quick turnaround.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I think a lot of people would love to hear that in particular, because I was thinking about a couple of things. Now, Enterprise Drive, you are in Winston-Salem, correct?
That's correct.
Wonderful. And my next, well, not necessarily question, John, what I really appreciate about this, because usually most people, when we think about janitorial services, likely it's like, do I want to do that for a living? And then you figure to yourself, well, for the ones who do it, you obviously, just from talking with you and being in great conversation with you, you obviously enjoy what you do through your janitorial service.
That is correct. The cleaning world is
different than what a lot of us probably were heard about growing up, right?
Oh yeah, definitely so. It's amazing. There's always something more to learn, something that, you know, just blows your mind.
Yeah.
And I haven't quit getting my mind blown with the things that come up in the cleaning world. And I'll be completely honest, yes, it can get a little redundant, but if you enjoy doing what you're doing, which the majority, all of our employees enjoy doing what they're doing.
Great.
And, you know, they can go in a building and in a little while it'll be sparkling clean.
Absolutely.
And usually it's the people that love to clean at home. That's usually the people, that's the kind of employees we have.
Right. And I was just thinking that too, John. I said the majority of us who are so used to doing it at home, we probably are finding ourselves wherever we go, we're wanting to kind of clean up. And I don't want to say in terms of trying to clean up after somebody else, but it's just like we're just so accustomed to things being a certain way, being neat, being clean. And that can a lot of times go beyond the parameters of our own homes. We do it in places that we frequent, particularly in our workplaces.
Yes, definitely so. And I, just to be honest, I am a little OCD myself. And
but it's a good OCD. That's a good OCD to have, as you want to, you know, maintain a daily cleanliness.
Oh, yeah, definitely so. I personally love to see things in order. I like to see it clean. I like to run my finger across a picture hanging in the hall and don't get any stuff on my finger.
Right.
That's just who I am. That's me. I don't know I do it a lot of times. It's just habit. That's just something
right.
that I do.
Well, I have a feeling, John, you are definitely not the only one, and especially when it comes to the joy that you and your company have of increasing your family in terms of your employees and those who have the opportunity to go to various businesses. Now, do you just commercial businesses, or are you also reaching out into the residential realm?
We are exclusively commercial.
Okay.
We do commercial janitorial. We also do post-construction cleaning.
Okay.
On the commercial level, and we specialize in floor work.
Oh, wow. That's really great. So no wonder every time I go to a certain place, I see those floors with a spit polish shine. I'll know who it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing in our great conversation thus far. And John, let me take the opportunity to welcome those who may just be joining us. You are listening, and I thank you so much, Radio Family, for doing so. The weekend edition of Community Focus, heard here on our Odyssey stations. Great conversation with members of our Community Focus family, and that is always the case. Every weekend, I really look forward to this time of the day in engaging in a conversation. And for this particular weekend, it's with none other than the president of Grime Guru and one Mr. John McKinney. Now, John, we touched on this a little bit, the importance of not only cleaning, but in terms of what you do to maintain a safety level. So what kind of services do you offer for COVID-19 cleaning in particular?
Now we offer, as far as the COVID cleanings are concerned, we do offer a deep clean, which we come in and we wipe down all the surfaces, disinfect, sanitize, and we also offer Clorox 360, which is a machine that has we actually spray, which is what we normally do, and we try to include that in instead of just the deep cleaning. We'll go in and spray after we finish wiping down, just to be sure that we get everything.
Right.
Because this machine will get underneath surfaces and around the backs of things.
Wow.
Just to be sure that we get everything.
Yeah. You know, John, that makes me think that when you are cleaning a particular commercial facility. I got residential stuck in my head. Let me get that out real quick. When you are cleaning a commercial facility, and I'm sure the sizes vary dependent upon the particular company that you are cleaning, I can only imagine how much time and energy and effort that's put in when your employers are doing that deep cleaning. Whether you're cleaning the floors, whether you're cleaning the furniture, whether you're cleaning various equipment, your employers are really putting their heart and soul into what they do.
Yes, each and every day. I can't commend them enough for the work, the hard work that they put in.
Yeah.
I dare say putting their lives at risk at times, mm-hmm. You know, just to be sure that people have a safe workplace environment to return to.
Excellent.
So, you know, I have to applaud them all day, every day, because they are the true warriors in this.
Wow. And I'm sure they must applaud you. You sound like you're such a laid back, really cool kind of boss to have.
I've heard that once or twice.
I've heard twice or twice before. Okay. And I'm sure that you are. I am very certain that you are. So what other types of services do you offer?
Well, again, like I said before, we do post-construction cleaning, mm-hmm. Commercial cleaning. Where we really shine, and that's intentional.
Right, I was going to say, no pun intended.
we is our floor work, and we can do virtually any kind of floor work that you can think of. We do VCT, we do LVT, wood mm-hmm. floors, slate floors, granite, just about anything you can think of. We can pretty much clean it, and if we can't, it's mm-hmm. probably because we've never heard of it before.
Right, but you know what? Because this is, like I said, I love programs such as this because it really serves as such an educational lesson. At least it does for me, because in just the few descriptions that you were giving, I had no idea that many type of floors even existed. I mean, you know, most of us, we just go to our jobs. We don't pay attention to the flooring or to the carpeting or to, unless we're in the middle of a major renovation. Which ironically took place here at our Odyssey Studios several years ago. And it was just fascinating to see, you know, sort of a transformation going from different colors and different designs. And even when some of us, whether we have an early morning shift or sometimes we come on the weekends when it's supposedly non-business hours, and I'll walk into a studio and I'm just like, wow, I can definitely tell that someone has come in. But like you said, the way you were describing the floors, I was like, I had no idea. Now, I've heard of laminate. I've heard of tile. But the first two you mentioned, I was like, well, what are those? I have never heard of those. Had no idea they even existed.
Yeah. And most people don't. And again, that's why they call us.
Right.
Because a lot of times people will say, well, can you clean that?
And, yeah, exactly.
But I just want it to shine. So, and, you know, I try to educate my customers more than anything before they make any decisions about, you know, making an investment, because that's what it is.
Exactly.
So, you know, I do my best to try to inform and, you know, give them the best advice as far as how to clean their, not only their floors, but their facility also.
I love that because, John, that really could tie in nicely to asking you this question. What's the typical feedback for a business after you've cleaned a commercial business? How satisfied have your customers been?
They are... Literally, just for instance, I can give you an example.
We have
a church that we clean, mm-hmm. and they called us and said, "You have completely transformed the whole environment of our church. You've changed the spirit in the church. You know, everybody's happy, and you know, just things like that." And that's a typical feedback that we get.
Right.
And people, we actually had one client that called us back and said, "Please take this wax up because we cannot maintain this floor. It looks too good."
Oh, really? it's almost as if we're just afraid to walk on it because we don't want to dirty it up. But that's literally great comments like this. And this is a pun intended, John, that will leave customers floored, literally, because of the great work that you do. Now, how many do you currently have on staff?
Right now we have, and this may be off a couple, but mm-hmm. I think between 90 and 95.
Really?
Yes.
Which is fantastic, as you were mentioning earlier, the various locations where you're going out to Mount Airy and in places like, I think you said Elkin, correct?
Yes.
And that's a good span because, you know, with most businesses, the service And it's not to take away from those businesses that, you know, basically serve the greater Piedmont Triad, but to be able to go outside of those areas, knowing that there are many business and perhaps business owners who are listening to us here on this public affairs program and are hearing about you for the first time and are probably saying, hey, I need to be picking up the phone and giving you guys a call.
Yes, definitely so. And, you know, our aim in doing that is also, we don't want to just help the locals. We want to expand and help other communities also with employment and, you know, get the facilities up to the, you know, up to par.
Right, exactly. And like you said, when you are training your employees, they are taking these skills to their various homes. And, you know, it's adding an additional a skill set, if you will, because for some of us, it is a skill, I think, when it comes to cleaning our own homes. But when you have the joy and even the opportunity to work for such a great janitorial service such as Grime Guru, to take those skills and to just pretty much take them with you wherever you go, that can be a really great thing, can it not?
Yes, it can. It definitely can.
Absolutely.
And we just want to be sure that, you know, everybody's clean and safe and, and healthy. That's
All right. And I really appreciate you re-emphasizing that in the course of our great conversation today. Now, I wanted to, if I could, John, more or less on a personal note, especially with you as the president of Grime Guru, and particularly for your employees, I really appreciate you because you are such a success story being in a business. Because when I think about, especially for many small business owners who were greatly impacted by COVID, because we were talking about this earlier, how a lot of businesses literally had to shut down. And many, sadly, are still trying to recover in terms of coming back. Sadly, some businesses have not been able to do so. And like you said, with Grime Guru and having to make those adjustments, not only pre-COVID, but especially in the midst of COVID and even post-COVID, because we can't put a timetable as to how long this pandemic will be around. But in the meantime, what was going through your mind as the president of a company or as a business owner, the impact that COVID-19 initially had on this business?
Well, I think I share the feelings of most businesses. Once it hit, you know, there was the fear of, oh, goodness, are we going to sink?
Right.
And, you know, how is this going to be our biggest thought process? And this is me and the board and Bridget, the owner, you know, how is this going to impact our employees? If they can't go to work, how is this going to impact them?
Exactly.
And what can we do proactively to help them, you know, just in case it does go south? So, you know, thank goodness that, you know, we didn't go down. Our business actually picked up a little bit. And so, you know, we just want to be sure that that we can maintain and continue to do what we're doing, and just get better at what we're doing.
Absolutely. And in the course of just a little over a year since this pandemic hit, you thankfully are, as you just mentioned, you're one of the success stories. And I've heard that about businesses actually improving after a major pandemic. And to know that the company is still growing, you're still looking to add to your family, if you will, in terms of those who may be looking for employment, how much you are so dedicated to giving back to the community. And that's such an amazing thing. And I just want to say kudos to you, John, and to thank you for what you and your entire staff continue to do as far as contributing to our communities. Really appreciate you for that.
Well, we thank you a whole lot, Renee.
Oh,
that means a lot.
Thank you so much. Well, just thank you for being with me here on the program. We have a couple of minutes remaining, so I would be remiss if I did not get from you, sir, any and all contact information for persons who obviously want to take advantage of your wonderful services, and even for those who perhaps are looking to become a part of your great company.
Okay, yes, definitely so. Well, our website that is that's a big hub for us, which is at grimeguru.com. And again, our address is 4305 Enterprise Drive, Suite E, and that's in Winston-Salem. And our contacts is whoever answers the phone can pretty much help you. Everybody in the office is very knowledgeable and can get you to the right people and get the services or even get someone out as quickly as possible to do a walkthrough and get you a proposal back. And that's another big thing about us. Our proposal system, we can usually have a proposal back within 24 hours. So, you know, people aren't waiting. They don't have to wait.
Right.
See, a lot of times that we're stuck waiting a week or two because people get more than one proposal. So
exactly.
We have to wait on the other companies to get theirs in.
Right.
So that's another thing about us. But,
yeah.
You know, we have our operations manager, Brenda Brown, and she is the field person. She's going to be out there, and she'll take care of any needs or questions that you may have.
Fabulous. So Brenda's a go-to girl, or one of the go-to girls,
shall we
say. So you really have a fantastic go-to hands-on personnel. And I think that is one of the many successes of any company. So again, John, I wish you and Grime Guru the continued best, and especially to again say thank you for what you do and contributing to helping members of our communities as well. Is there any closing comments you'd like to share or anything that I didn't have an opportunity to go over with you?
Well, I just want to say to everyone, remember workplace safety and workplace cleanliness, because, you know, the janitorial service can come in and clean after everyone's gone, but the maintenance is during the day.
Exactly.
Just clean behind yourself. That's the best way to go.
Absolutely. And I think that is the absolute best way to bring this conversation to a close. Of course, you know, I can talk with you all day, my friend. But thank you again for this wonderful opportunity. Now, John, you are officially family here on Community Focus. So I definitely don't want this to be the only time. And this is what most of our radio family is accustomed to hearing from me say, that there are never any goodbyes on this program just until next time. So hopefully we will have another wonderful, great conversation to engage in the next time.
Definitely so. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so very much. I really have enjoyed our time together, John, and likewise with you, radio family. John McKinney, the president of Grime Guru, joins me, Renee Vaughn, and thank you for joining me as well. And of course, I don't end this program without acknowledging with each and every one of you, radio family, the great things that you are doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. Keyword, John, we want all of us to remain safe, too. So let me extend that. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this great weekend. And indeed, until that next great conversation, you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everyone take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.